The high school seniors right now are in the midst of the FAFSA, and actually February 1 launches Financial Aid Awareness Month. So it's a big push to say, don't procrastinate, start those forms now. It is the early bird gets the worm, especially for need-based aid. So the FAFSA is definitely a form that we encourage all high school senior families to start now. There could be the CSS profile form, which is linked to the College Board website. That is for a specific list of schools. You really have to look at that and see if you also have to complete that. Then, are you ready for number three?
Sure.
Could be an institutional form, where now you go to the college you're applying to, and all of a sudden embedded in their financial aid website is you have to download this form and fill it out. So it's a lot of keeping track, making sure you don't miss something. One missed deadline could mean missed money.
There are some changes that have at least been kind of bandied about for the FAFSA. Yeah. And I think if I recall correctly, at least some of those changes did get approved by Congress last fall. What's that going to mean for parents who are going through this down the road?
Yeah, it's a very exciting change because the old cliche that you'd hear from colleges all the time when you were starting this process is just apply and we'll prove to you whether or not you can afford us in the end. Well, that's kind of old now. College is $60,000, $70,000 a year for some schools. Mm-hmm. So the process now of, let's use this senior class. They applied in the fall mainly, and now they're doing financial aid, and they'll find out if they can afford the college this spring. Right now, thanks to Congress, they're moving up all the financial aid stuff that you apply in tandem when you apply to colleges. So even though they put in things like net price calculators that all these kids could be using now, they're all guesstimates. Now they're going to say, apply to colleges, apply for aid at the same time, and they're going to work in tandem so that you're making the best list based on affordability.
Sure, and I know with a lot of schools, their application deadlines are coming up pretty soon as well. What are some of the more common deadlines they're looking at there as far as actually applying to school?
Yeah, actually, our high school seniors are pretty much done with the process. They started as early as October 15th. November 1st, November 15th, December 1, December 15th, January 1, January 15th, and now February 1. So the deadlines literally from when you and I looked at colleges, night and day. Mm-hmm. It starts literally early in the fall. And now the seniors are pretty much on, I'm completing my apps, they're almost done. And a lot of the seniors were done even before winter break. This is now pretty much FAFSA time, financial aid time. Scholarship searching is also on their minds. Mm-hmm. So many seniors will come in and say, I'm done with college apps. Now I think I might want to write an essay to see if I can find some scholarship money. So we talk with a lot of families now that while we push scholarship searching as early as 9th and 10th grade, there are still local resources that kids should tap into.
What are some good ones here for high school students in Champaign-Urbana,
sure,
if they're looking for some places to maybe find some scholarships that beyond just the institution itself? What are some good places for them to look?
Sure. Well, in addition to us encouraging them to always use those free search engines, fastweb.com, scholarships.com, the local resources will often sometimes not hit those portals and come to the guidance office instead. So we are getting things right now, let's say, from Kiwanis or Junior League, or we'll be seeing things from local fraternities and sororities that say you don't necessarily have to pledge, but if you're looking at U of I, we have money. We might get local businesses like Busey Bank that might have something like that. So we always tell families, start locally. Never bypass the high school counseling office, but parents should also ask their employers, civic organizations they're in, churches, credit unions, start locally because the competition pool is going to be smaller. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden thinking, I'm going to get this Coca-Cola scholarship that's huge and national, and the odds are against you.
And this is probably not the most common situation, but it certainly does happen. Students will be deferred from a college in the fall semester, waiting for a new review here in the spring. What are kind of the time frames they're looking at there?
Sure. And the number one thing we have to tell the students that are deferred, because if they applied in November and the hope was they would have heard back before winter break, and they're thinking, gosh, I could be done with this whole process. And all of a sudden they get this lovely letter that says, we like you, but we have to read you a second time. And all of a sudden I think they just get, they get deflated. Mm-hmm. So I often feel like I'm trying to get their energy back and say, look, you fell in love with that school for a reason. Don't lose your enthusiasm. But now's your time to think, wait a minute, they're going to get my fall grades from senior year, which is a perfect reason why they can't get senioritis, mm-hmm, which is that slacking off and thinking now everything's easy, because colleges in the deferred system will want to see their fall grades, will give them an opportunity to say, send us updates. You may have done something new since November. Tell us. Like, I know the Illinois State Scholars were named in the state of Illinois. The huge U.S. Presidential Scholars Program was just named this week. And I caution them on not assuming that adding more information, like two more letters of rec, is necessary. Sometimes I think the fear is they need more. They need more people telling them how great I am. They already know you're great. They deferred you. They didn't deny you, and they could have been denied. So now's the time to just kind of pause, talk to the people on your support team, and see what new information that's really relevant and impactful is worth sending.
What are juniors doing right now? As I recall, back in the early 90s when I was a junior in high school, I wasn't thinking a ton about colleges yet, but I was kind of getting ready for those standardized tests. I took mine in the summer that year. What are juniors doing right now?
Well, this particular group of juniors, the class of 2017, very interesting group because the SAT is on a 2400 scale. Mm-hmm. For this junior class, it's now going back to a 1600 scale. And the first launch of that SAT is March. So juniors traditionally start testing now in spring. I have a lot of juniors that have actually finished their testing because they wanted to avoid some of these changes. So it's interesting, Brian, because parents will often say to me, because like I said, college apps are pretty much done. Mm-hmm. Oh, this must be a downtime for you. The seniors are done with their college apps. I'm like, are you kidding me? The juniors are now in full swing. So what they're doing now is learning about the first steps to college planning, because the national timeline really starts right away in senior year. And if you don't come back after summer, having done a lot of that soul searching, who am I as a student? What kind of learner am I? Do I want a big school, small school, rural, urban? Do I think I know what I want to major in? Or do I have to do a little bit more soul searching and realize I want to be undeclared at a place that will let me explore? If you don't do those beginning parts, what do? They grab a ranking book and they build a list without even knowing why that college fits them. So the beginning process is actually the hardest part. And a lot of kids will say, I don't have time to think about that. You have to. Because I don't really worry about kids getting into college. There's 3,500 colleges out there with all these different admissions trends. Mm-hmm. They're going to get in. I worry about them being happy and graduating in college.